Good morning to you all. Appreciate what was shared. The assignment given to me was Jesus as our leader. And so that, I'm going to cross that over just a little bit with Jesus as our captain and Jesus as our leader. A little bit of prophetic, Isaiah 55:4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. So Jesus is set there as our leader. So I'm going to think about this from kind of two different ways, or maybe three different ways. But first of all, thinking of him as a leader. Second, thinking of his examples of leadership. And the last, where does he lead us? So thinking of him as a leader, my thoughts go a little bit to Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. And then thinking of the sermon, thinking of the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then the phrase, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. He is there to lead us. So thinking of him as an example of servant leadership. You know, when Christ was here, his total form of leadership was completely upside down from the way, that, and that was been mentioned by some of the others. Matthew 20, verse 26 through 28, but it shall not be so among you. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and give his life a ransom for many. This is countercultural in the world's view of leadership. The world views leadership as a path to power, position, and fame. Jesus teaches us leadership is a path to service. He led by example. And thinking there of John 13, verse 1 through 17, when he gave the ordinance of feet washing, and he said, here, I'm doing this as an example. He showed them. He led by humility and approachability. Thinking there of Philippians 2, verse 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of man, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He led by empowerment and trust. Think there in Matthew 28, Jesus took these bunch of backwoods, uneducated fishermen, and he set them up in 3 years to become the leaders who would change the world. And Jesus came and spake unto them, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So he teaches his, he leads his followers to become like him. Then my mind goes, where will our leader lead us to? Where does Christ lead us to? I don't think we can talk about the leadership of Christ without bringing this aspect into it. In Philippians 2, verse 8 there, already mentioned that. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Matthew 16, verse 24 said, and Jesus said to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Luke 14, verse 27, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:31, I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die daily. And then Hebrews 12, let's turn to that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Do we know anything about the sin that does so easily beset us? Does that speak anything into our lives? It certainly does to me, and I think that you all are human enough that it does to you too. Galatians 2, verse 20. You know, we can kind of blithely recite this scripture. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What does it mean to be crucified with Christ? What does it mean to follow him to the cross? Galatians 5, verse 24 says, but the fruit of the Spirit, and we like this verse, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such is no law. But the last half of the verse, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. What does the cross mean to the Christian? What is the cross? If we're going to follow Christ, if we're going to follow his leading, we're going to end up at the cross. If we're walking where he leads us, the cross will be in the path. What does the cross mean? The cross means one thing, and that's death. Death to self. What does this mean in real life? What does it mean to us? Is the cross the hardships that we face? Is it the difficulties that come into our life? Is the cross imposed on us? Or is it a choice we make? So I'm borrowing this a little bit from Kai Steinman and a message that he recently preached that really, really, I guess, hit me hard about the cross. The cross is always a choice. It's a path we choose instead of an easy path that feels good to the flesh. It is the road less traveled that we choose to take. It is when we lay down our own desires and sinful impulses for the will of our leader. Let's always remember there's a wide road, an easy road, and there's one less traveled. They both lead to death. The one is death and eternal separation from God. The other is death to self and resurrection and life everlasting. We choose the path of who we're going to follow. If we choose to follow Christ as our leader, we are going to meet the cross. We can't ever separate the destination from the path. Just a bit of an illustration that he did on that. So here we have the road, and here we have a cutoff. And here in the cutoff stands the cross. We don't have to take the cross. We don't have to follow the cross. We can stay on the other road. We choose to go to the cross. And that can be through, just to be real practical, that can be through choosing to stay away from certain kinds of music. It could be choosing to stay off of the things away from the things or on our digital devices. It is when we lay down our flesh, we do that on a daily basis. We choose the cross. We choose to lay those things down. We choose to crucify those things and die daily. And with that comes resurrection and life eternal. I'd like to just close again and read again Galatians 2, 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's who I want to be my leader.